The unemployment rate here has fallen to an all-time low of 3.8% in May, below the previous record of 3.9% in April 2001. The figures from the Central Statistics Office also show that youth unemployment eased to 6.9%. Let's talk to our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. Brian, I suppose it's a record to welcome, but very much consistent with what people who are trying to find employees to fill vacancies are finding, that it's a very tight labour market out there.
Absolutely, Brian. And that is the downside of this very good news. Any rate below 4% unemployment means that the country is at full employment. And that rate, as you said, has now gone below that 4% mark. The previous record was 3.9%, set back in the Celtic Tiger era of April 2001. But that has now dropped even further again to 3.8% unemployment, a record low. And as you say, that means that for employers, it's harder to find staff. It's more difficult. There's a talent shortage out there. There's a crunch when it comes to getting staff. Just earlier this week, there was a report out from the hiring platform Indeed pointing to engineering and construction among those really, really difficult to fill jobs. And when you do hire somebody, you're going to have to pay them more as well, Brian, because there's another set of figures out today from the CSO showing that average weekly earnings have increased by 4.3% in the 12 months to the first quarter of 2023. Interestingly as well, we hear a lot about the tech sector and job losses in the tech sector. Wages in the tech sector, however, continuing to rise and continuing to remain strong. The largest annual percentage increase in the first quarter of the year in earnings was a 10.1% increase recorded in the information and communications sector.
And that presumably is contributing to the inflation figures we're seeing today. There's some easing in the headline rate, but overall, the acceleration in prices remains quite significant.
It absolutely does. So we're now at this was a flash estimate coming out this lunchtime from the CSO showing inflation of 5.4% in May. Now that, as you say, has moderated. It has come down a bit. It was 6.3% in April. But when you look at these figures, Brian, economists always point to this core inflation figure. And that is the figure that strips out those volatile things like energy and unprocessed food. That is going up. That has gone up to 5.7% from 5.2% a month earlier. And it's the first time that the headline rate has been surpassed by that core inflation rate. So that will concern people. What is driving up the prices? Well, we know that food prices are continuing to go up. They've gone up by 0.4% in the last month, up 12.5% in the last year. And we know that the grocery spend, the shoppers going to the supermarkets, that is really, really continuing to rise at quite high levels. Kantar, the organization that runs that grocery data, telling us earlier this week that inflation for groceries now at 16.5%. Some things coming down, and that has brought down that overall figure. If we look at energy prices, they've estimated to decrease by 3.1% in the month and increased by 1.9% of May of last year. Also falls in transport costs, but of course that could be hit by the rising fuel we're going to see with those excise duties increasing over the coming days and weeks. As I said, this was a flash estimate of inflation, Brian. We are expecting more detailed figures in the coming days.
And despite the tightness of the jobs market, employers still unveiling plans, and you've got news of one of them today, for substantial levels of recruitment in very many different sectors of the economy.
Absolutely. There's a range of job announcements today. I'm currently at one in Dublin City Centre. It's a company called Gavin & Doherty Geo Solutions, an Irish-based offshore wind energy consultancy firm, announcing 500 jobs over the next 5 years. And these are high-end engineering jobs. They want to build an engineering hub to service the growing demand for their services, both domestically and internationally. And as we previously alluded to, how on earth are they going to find all these engineers? How are they going to find these 500 highly skilled staff that they need? And it's a point that I put to the company founder, Paul Doherty, a little earlier. And he told me, look, they're well aware there's a talent shortage out there. There is a crunch out there. So what they do is they look to abroad. They look to bring back Irish diaspora. They look to people in foreign countries to bring them in here. And they also train their own people up. They bring in graduates. They bring in those entry level recruits and train them up, well aware of the challenges that there are. Challenges too, of course, when it comes to housing and finding accommodation for these staff if they have brought them in. And it's not the only big jobs announcement today, Brian. 150 new jobs also announced by pet food manufacturer Irish Dog Foods, and a further 100 jobs being announced by IT recycling firm Verta.
Very good. Brian O'Donovan, thank you for that.